It's the Dork Podcast. It's the Dork Podcast. It's
Rich Keith.
It's the Dork Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keith, joined as always by Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
I'm just tired. Just tired recently, you know? I don't know what's wrong with me. Might be the weather. I don't know.
What about you? Out there. Hey, it's bundle cold. Up, would you?
Would you? One Please? Time? Can you one time bundle?
Yeah. Ryan, there's zero chance we start the podcast as well as we did last week. So
where do you go from there? Where do you go from fisting to $1 million to more money, more problems? You didn't really leave us wiggle room there.
We did get a lot of feedback on that, on the tweets, on the emails and everything. And a lot of people understand the plight of having that type of income all of a sudden.
It does bad things to people.
Yeah, they were willing. So if you missed it, go back in the last episode. You can listen to the first 5 minutes, get you caught up on what we're talking about there.
Absolutely.
But Ryan, let's not dwell on that. Let's not dwell on the past. Let's enjoy the present, but also with a mind on the future. And with that being said, let's get to This Week in Dork. Right out of the chute, this came out today. We probably could have even done an entire episode on this, but we got the Spider-Man Far From Home trailer.
We sure did.
Did you like it?
I did. There's a lot there to unpack. There's a lot of things that are going on. I'm sure you looked at this as soon as the trailer came out. People were already all over this, like frame by framing it. Did you see that Peter's passport had no dates on it?
Yeah, smart.
Smart.
Smart, because they got themselves into trouble. Go back to Homecoming. They kind of screwed up the dates on that, remember?
Yes.
Like when they were like, how many years after Avengers and everything else? And like, they even came out after and they were like, oh yeah, our bad. And you're like, ugh. You're like we care so much about this. And you guys are like, ah. Like it made it through so many people. And you're like, well, that doesn't, time-wise, that doesn't add up. So that was smart that they just were like, forget that. We're just going to put the day and the month, you got forget about the year.
And then it was like some crazy stuff where like there's a scene where Peter's taking a picture of Ned and they're on a boat. I believe it's like in Venice or something like that. And there's a boat that passes them and it says like AS-212 or something like that, like on the boat. And if you look at Amazing Spider-Man 212, or I think it's 212, you go to Amazing Spider-Man 212 and that's the first appearance of Hydro-Man, who you see in the trailer.
Nice. Nice little thing there.
So it's a nice little nod there. So, they're so good at that stuff. Like, you got to figure, that's like that team of people's, like, full-time job to do that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's, would you imagine, that's a job.
I would love to apply for that job.
That's a great job.
I would love to apply for that. Mm-hmm. When does this movie take place? Because I think most assume, well, actually, I shouldn't even say that. I don't know what most people think, but my idea would be this takes place after Endgame, but I have
several theories, and this is where the trailer
is it like
good.
An Earth 2 situation? Like what are we dealing with here?
Or if we subscribe to my theory that time travel is involved with Endgame, then it could almost be as if Infinity War never happened.
Oh, so, I hope they don't.
So technically,
I hope they don't Days of Future Past, well, Infinity War, because Infinity War is the best goddamn movie.
Well, I hope they don't either. But I'm just thinking out loud. You know,
no, but you're right. I mean, I think anything's in play here because obviously, I don't think we even need to say spoilers for Infinity War because everybody's seen it and everybody.
Yeah, if you're listening to this, you've seen it. Yeah.
But so Spider-Man and Nick Fury both turn into dust in Infinity War, and you see both Spider-Man and Nick Fury in this trailer.
So what leads me to believe that they're not Days of Future Passing this is Nick Fury says to Peter Parker in the trailer, it's nice to finally meet you. So
yeah.
He would have not known who he was had, you know, like, or maybe, I don't know, maybe my timelines are a little screwed up, but.
So the problem is, I think what we're going to get is in, well, not the problem, it's going to be cool, but just because they got to pump out all these movies, they got to have trailers, they got to get people on board, people are going to see them regardless, but you're going to get in Endgame, this is my prediction, Captain Marvel gets her hand on the gauntlet and basically reverses things where, so like those events still took place, but they're going to bring the sand people back or the dust people back. There may still be some casualties after that that are long lasting, mm-hmm. like a Captain America or whoever else. But those people, like Spider-Man and Nick Fury, are going to be back. I don't know how they're going to explain it. There's going to have to be something because I don't know. Can the whole entire world go on knowing that half the people were gone and half the people weren't and everything else?
Well, like, that's what I mean.
They're going to have to do something with
that. They're going to have to do something with that. And, you know, I don't know how they're going to do it. I'm dying to find out.
I know. That's why some would say it's the most anticipated movie of the year.
what else is interesting, too, is there's a lot of backlash from this trailer right now. Like, oh, what do you mean? Like, this is a huge spoiler. Like, Spider-Man isn't dead. I'm like, if you think this is a spoiler, you haven't been paying attention for years.
Also, like, the movie was already on the books.
That's what I'm saying.
Was coming out. So did you think they were going to do an entire movie without a Spider-Man?
They were going to call it Spider-Man. Like, you knew this was coming after Avengers 5. Did you honestly think they were going to scrap it? Like,
what they could have done, and they probably couldn't because it's too big. Like, so remember when 10 Cloverfield Lane popped up?
Yes.
And they're like, here's a movie, and oh, by the way, it's a different title, and it's connected in the Cloverfield verse. And you're like, holy shit. And it, like, blew your mind. It was in theater. You went and saw it. This is so big, you can't do it. Like, this isn't trying to make like $20 million, $50 million. This is trying to make $1 billion worldwide. It's Spider-Man. It's Marvel, Disney. It's all of that stuff. So it's too, you can't hide it. But I don't know. I don't think they needed to show Nick Fury necessarily.
No, they didn't. But at the same time, you know, Tom Holland shows up on Kimmel in a new Spider-Man suit announcing the movie. You know, like, you
right.
What? How is this a spoiler to you? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like they're making a movie, and like, the beauty of it is we don't know. It was like a spoiler would have been if Spider-Man popped out. It was like, man, like, I know all the Avengers are dead, but everybody else is back.
Right.
Or like, you know, he didn't do that. Or like, thank God, like, Thanos, we beat Thanos. Like, there's none of that.
Or you see him like a movie. You see him like reassembling like from dust, and you're like, oh. And he says something profound like, that was weird.
I feel better now, but it's kind of weird then.
Yeah.
So you get Nick Fury. You do not get Iron Man or Tony Stark. And he was a big part in Homecoming.
Well, he is mentioned.
Doesn't mean he's not going to be in it, but he's not in it. Happy is in it, and Aunt May are both in it. But
that?
No Tony Stark. So you don't really know there. Now, Happy says some sort of line at some point. Like, when he's talking to Spider-Man, who I think is, you know, he's probably, you know, in Europe or whatever, and he's like, you're all alone, like, your friends aren't around, like, what are you going to do? Or, like, your friends are in danger, you're like, you're all by yourself.
Maybe
so
just,
I read that as Iron Man's dead.
I read that as you're in Europe on a field trip, and no one's here right next to you to help you. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
So it could go either way, you know, but that's the beauty of these trailers, is they leave that kind of thing open. Like, you're on your own, meaning, like, nobody knows you're here.
What percentage chance do you give us getting Captain Britain?
Oh, God, I hope.
Zero.
Yeah.
Now, you do, Ryan, finally get Mysterio, or at least a look at Mysterio. We knew that Jake Gyllenhaal got cast as him, and I'll tell you what, he looks fucking great.
It looks true to the character. It looks awesome. Yeah. I think he's going to be...
And you wondered how they were
going to
do it, too, because it's like, that's an odd duck character.
Well, I think what they're doing is he's going to, I think all of these, and this is my fan theory, that all of these, all of these monsters you see, it's not, I don't think that's the actual Sandman. I think he's creating these things to make himself look like a good guy, but he's actually a
bad
guy.
I don't think that's Sandman either. Like, after Spider-Man 3, I think they're probably hanging up Sandman.
Yeah. And then you have like Molten Man, Hydra Man, and I forget the other guy. It's not Sandman, but it's like someone else. Like, you, and he's
but you
kind
also
of a,
see, it looks like a little eye of the Agamotto there when Mysterio's throwing it, because he's an illusionist, if you will.
Right.
And
so,
you see like that little green thing. It looks all very Doctor Strange-y.
And for those of the listeners who are not in the know, he is a special effects person who is like dead end job, but it was like really good at special effects. And part of his thing is illusions, as they call them in Arrested Development, not tricks, but illusions. So, maybe he's trying to fill the void left by, you know, superheroes past, and he's like the new version of a superhero, but he doesn't really have anyone to fight, so he creates these things and wreaks havoc all over London, foggy London town.
You know what I would have done, though, going back to, like, spoiler, what's a spoiler, what's not a spoiler? Like, they announced the movie, but did we really need a trailer in the middle of January?
Not really. I don't think
I would have been fine with it, because think about it, Endgame comes out in April.
Right.
like, couldn't this have almost been like, do an end credit scene for Endgame, right? Like, whatever. And then if you want, people are still feeling good about themselves, throw this bad boy on at the end of that. And then you still have 3 months to, or 2.5 months to promote the shit out of this.
Or keep it real simple where you just, remember when, I forget what movie they got me to go see in IMAX, but if you went and saw, it was like a Mission Impossible. If you went and saw Mission Impossible in IMAX, you got to see the first 10 minutes of The Dark Knight.
Oh,
remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Why not
yeah,
just
something like that? Yeah.
At the beginning
sure.
of Endgame, sure. play the first sure. 10 or this trailer or like the first 5 minutes of Far From Home.
Yeah, I got no problem with that. That's I just thought I didn't need it. I didn't need to see it now because we're just so confused about the timing and like what's the universe look like? Mm-hmm. What day is it? What year is it?
Yeah, we're so fixated on that. And again, it all hinges on the most anticipated movie in the world, Endgame.
Right. Well,
see what I did there?
To most of us.
To most of us.
Most of us. Now, the other problem is, I wonder, based on this trailer, it looks like a ton of the movie takes place in Europe.
Yes.
Which, again, would allude to Far From Home.
Right.
But I still would love, we talked about this last week, but if you could find a way to get, you know, the Vulture, Prowler, maybe Miles Morales, Scorpion, like, I need to get some sort of tabs on those guys.
Hey, Mysterio's part of the Sinister Six.
Oh yeah,
maybe Matt Gorgon and the Vulture. They find him and recruit him after the deed is done.
That's a good crew. That uh-huh. could, maybe by the time we get the
maybe
they got to make a trilogy out of these.
Maybe
right?
you meet some Eastern European doctor with the last name Octavius out there as well.
Oh boy, I like that.
Now we're talking, right?
Uh huh. Things are looking up.
Mm-hmm.
So very excited about that. You guys can email us dorkpodcast@gmail.com. Tweet us @dorkpodcast. Very excited for Spider-Man Far From Home. Also excited. This is a banner week for news, Ryan. We got the Game of Thrones season 8 teaser, and we also got the date for the first episode. Only 6 episodes left in the entire series. The first episode will come out April 14th,
which is this.
And this was a cool little teaser.
Cool little teaser. You got the Mother Dragons in Winterfell.
Oh yeah,
yeah, which is great. What else? By the way, dude, I was reading somewhere. I think Barstool tweeted it. This is also the Sunday of the Masters.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a day.
Just a day. I think it's the week after WrestleMania.
Oh,
too.
My God. How about it?
Yeah, it's going to be a busy month.
Have a spring, huh? Dork Podcast?
Because then, of course, you get Endgame on the 26th. So you got Game of Thrones on the 14th. And I love this scene, too. So you got Jon Snow. You got Arya and Sansa all walking down in the, what would you call that? It's not exactly a basement. What would you call that?
The tubes? The catacombs? Sorry for yawning as I was talking. Wow.
Am I boring you, Ryan?
No, I am just exhausted.
Am I boring you with Game of Thrones?
I am exhausted. Yeah.
I would say it's their own dragon's lair, but they're Starks. They don't have dragons.
They do. Like they have the skull down there, don't they?
Not the lion's den. Where would wolves go? Like the wolf, the wolf den, right?
The skull isn't there. That's in King's Landing, right? The skull of the big dragon that's in King's Landing.
Yeah. That, I believe, is in King's Landing.
Yeah.
Winterfell would have, what do wolves live in? A den?
Dens, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, so they're down there, and you see all the statues, but then a nice little wait-a-minute kind of maneuver is then you get the statues of the three Stark kids. And
yeah.
Like, hey now. What's happening? The mirror match.
question. So if you refer to your little space as the dragon's lair, can I now call mine the wolf's den?
Of course.
Okay. So that's the official then. All right. Got it.
Dragon's lair, wolf's den. Perfect.
I like it.
Absolutely perfect. So I'm excited. I can't wait for Game of Thrones. Last year we did quick little YouTube recap videos of each episode, which we may have to do again.
We may have to do that again on Discord or whatever, and then you put it on YouTube.
Put it on the old YouTube. It on the old YouTube. There's only 6 episodes, too. I mean, hopefully, I think a lot of them are going to be more than an hour.
I was going to say, they're going to be longer, right? They're going to be like an hour 20.
There's a lot to get to here. A
lot to do.
Right, so we got this information, the Game of Thrones teaser, then the Game of Thrones date announcement, right before season 3 of True Detective kicked off on HBO, and they actually did a double feature. So this past Sunday, they did episode 1 and episode 2. I sat my little ass down, and I didn't move for 2 straight hours. I watched the entire thing, both episodes, and Ryan, let me tell you, it's awesome.
I watched the first episode. I was watching football, and I was on duty Sunday night, so I only got to watch one of them. But I was pinned to the, like, my back wasn't hitting the seat. Like, I was, you know,
oh my God.
I had both elbows on my knees, leaning way in, like, watching this thing.
This is like, season one was so good.
So good.
And this is doing that, and then a little twist to it, too, where it's jumping from three different times. So, like, 1980, 1990, and 2015.
Yeah.
And it is awesome. And Mahershala Ali is the man.
He's so good. He's so good. And the rumor was, obviously, that McConaughey might show up at some point in this as well.
I would love to see him. I mean, there's only eight episodes.
And they talk about Louisiana a lot. And I did in the first episode, and I say a lot, they mentioned it like two or three times.
Yeah, because they're in, what, Arkansas?
Yeah, and they mentioned Louisiana a couple times. And I think that's where season one took place.
It's funny, they mentioned something, and maybe I'm missing it, but they mentioned something, and I like quickly like binged it. And it was like, no, I thought it was like a reference to that season, but it wasn't. But I'm sure there might be. I think McConaughey and Woody Harrelson are both like producers on the show now.
They are.
So who knows if they pop up, but the other characters are pretty good. Mahershala Ali's love interest, I would say I enjoy her work so far.
So far, so good.
I'm intrigued to see where this.
I don't look the mother of the two children. In her nose bothers me. Her nose is too
Wait,
narrow.
The mother of the two.
The blonde,
children.
The drunk lady who's the mother of the two kids.
Yeah.
Her nostrils are too narrow.
Yeah.
Now you hear me say that, and you're like, Davey, that's weird. That's weird that you would say something like that. But guess what? That's all you're going to see now.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's fine.
She's not that significant of a character yet. Yeah. So that's fine. So I'm thinking this might be a standalone episode. Type
dude,
of show.
If it keeps going this way, if this, like, if it doesn't take a dump, like this thing will be a standalone episode.
There's always a chance it takes a heater, like middle of the thing. But you just, because season two was trash, but season two didn't do like the cool time jumps and everything else.
You know what was? You know what's such a waste too is Rachel McAdams was so good in that season.
She was really good,
and everyone else was terrible.
Yeah, she was. Tim Riggins was not great.
Not great. He was. And
Colin Farrell, I think, tried. Vince Vaughn just seemed out of place.
Vince Vaughn looked like he just mailed that in.
I like Vince Vaughn, too, obviously, but that just didn't work.
I have a very hard time. Like, he's very snarky and very sarcastic, but I have a very hard time seeing him as like this badass casino guy. Like, that doesn't really sit well with me.
Yeah, like, remember his role in Domestic Disturbance with John Travolta?
Or Psycho? Like, that didn't work.
Yeah. Like, it's not, come on, man. Just be funny. Be the guy who doesn't shut up.
Yeah, be quippy.
Talk the whole time.
Be quippy. Do something.
So anyway, True Detective Season 3, off to a great start, so I would certainly recommend that. We may even come back to that, do a whole episode on it. Ryan, The Sopranos is getting a prequel. It happened to also be 20 years since Sopranos.
Yeah.
And Sopranos is getting a sequel. It's called The Many Saints of Newark, and it's going to take place in the 1960s. And John Bernthal, who plays The Punisher, he's going to be in it.
Of course
he is. And so is Vera Farmiga.
That guy has, God bless him, but he has never seen a role he didn't like.
He likes being in stuff.
He will just. That guy's a hoss. He will just be in anything.
He's good.
He's good.
Good player too. Good player.
Good player.
Speaking of him, so do you have any interest in a Sopranos prequel?
Not really.
Yeah, I'm probably good with that. Speaking of John Bernthal, this is like one. I understand it's a Netflix show, but this is pretty weird timing. The first trailer that I am aware of for The Punisher came out a week before The Punisher.
Yeah.
We gotta be out on that. Isn't that weird?
They're kind of, and I say this, and this might be a little bit of a hot take, they're kind of fucking up. Like, Netflix is kind of, like, not only this, like, this kind of thing, but canceling your best shows, and then they just came out today that they're jacking the prices up on us.
I wanted to mention that to you. So they're going to jack the prices up. They canceled Daredevil, American Vandal, Luke Cage and Iron Fist. They're for sure going to cancel Punisher and Jessica Jones and The Defenders because they got rid of all those other shows. So I understand there's a lot of content on there. I really do. And I'm looking forward to The Punisher. And if you go back through our archives, we've done a bunch of episodes on Netflix shows. But if you remove all of the Marvel content, and you have to imagine when Disney Plus comes rolling around, Infinity War and Ragnarok and Black Panther and all those movies are going to pop off there.
Yeah, and so same with all the Star Wars stuff. Like, the Solo just went on there. That's going to be gone.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, Solo's on there. Last Jedi, not that you would want to watch it, but Last Jedi's on there.
I have seen Last Jedi several times, thank you very much, on Netflix.
Okay. All right, good for you. So what's the deal with Snoke? You like that payoff? Is it a good payoff with Snoke? Anyway.
Hey, look, I'm just saying, if Maul, sorry, this is a spoilery, but if Maul's not dead, Snoke's not dead.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. I have an email to get to later on in the episode about Star Wars, a really good educational Star Wars from one of our longtime listeners. So we'll get to that later on. He sort of set us straight, gave us some good info on Star Wars movies and TV. But honestly, like, I've had Netflix now for a while, and there's a real good chance. I was tweeting about it, and our guy Dr. Joe said probably after Stranger Things he's going to pull the plug. And I'm like, you know what? Not a bad idea.
Yeah, I think their niche now is like stand-up comedy and these little one-off shows that they do. Amazon's kind of killing them right now. Like, Amazon's doing really well with their original movies and their original content. So yeah. I think a lot of people are going to leave Netflix, especially when Stranger Things is done. When Big Mouth, like, how long can they sustain Big Mouth for?
Yeah, Big Mouth. You're right, because Stranger Things is going to be probably done after season 3. I doubt, like, a Making a Murderer is going to come back. Now, there's a chance they do another one like that, but that was such a big hit. That's probably going to be gone. And I just...
But is it worth over $100 a year for that?
Yeah, that's the thing. You think about it, because right now, if you want an HD, which everybody obviously wants, an HD streaming, for one or for whatever it is, I think, 11 bucks a month is probably the cheapest you're at in there?
Yep.
And they're going to bump that up to...
No, they're bumping the basic up to 13, which means I don't even know what the HD is going to be.
Oh, probably 15 or 16 a month?
Yeah.
What, are we made of money over here?
Seriously. Or just let me go on my money tree and, you know, like, grab some monies.
I mean, that would be one reason to take option A from last week's Would You Rather, I suppose.
Now, would you rather... afford Netflix. Okay, so being us, would you rather pay like 15 bucks for Netflix...
A month?
15 bucks a month. And like, say, like, like HBO Now, which is like 12 bucks a month.
10, 12, okay.
Or ditch them both and rent and get Disney Plus for 20.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what, because HBO, it used to be like every Sunday there was a show worth watching. Yep. And it's going to be that way again, like with Game of Thrones or True Detective, then Game of Thrones.
Yep.
But they had a gap there where I'm like, I bailed on Westworld like halfway through. I was not a fan of The Deuce. There's a couple other shows where I'm like, this isn't as automatic as it once was. So Disney Plus is probably, I don't know.
Yeah. There's our Would You Rather for the episode. It's not as glamorous as yours, but that's a good question.
Now, it's not. I mean, they can't all be, but that's fine. You want to compare them all to that one. That's sort of the gold standard. Does Disney Plus definitely 20 bucks, or did you just come up with
that? No, I just came up with that off the top of my head. But even if it is 20 bucks, I'll pay it.
I bet they go right at what Netflix's price is, or maybe they go like a dollar cheaper just to get everybody in it first.
Yeah, and then they'll say like the first year is like 10 bucks, and then it goes up after that or something. You know?
Yeah. Something like that.
Or they'll have
auto renewal.
Yeah, something like that.
I don't know. But yeah, I'm upset with Netflix right now. First of all, they should throw us some free subscriptions.
Seriously,
as
right?
As much as we talk about the goddamn. Like, I know. Half of our pick of the podcasts are Netflix.
Well, they'll do that thing like Burger King did, like we were talking about last week. They'll give you, if a person watches a movie a week, that equals, you know, for the rest of your life, that equals, you know, 12 years. So...
It's a good question. Like, so at that point too, if Netflix is, let's say it's 16, you got to pay $16 a month.
Yeah.
How much do you need to watch it a month for you to think it's worth it?
I mean, there's got to be on their end. There's got to be like two or three movies a month, and maybe like a stand-up special and one series that I'll watch. So that's five things.
Because I think I really need like the series. Because honestly, if it's a movie that was already in the theater, chances are I've already seen it because I wanted to see it, right? I usually don't wait for like a good movie anyway to be on Netflix to see it. And the Netflix original movies are, let's see, all shit.
Yeah.
Just about. I mean, that's not true.
There's a couple that are pretty good.
I take it back. I'm running a little angry right now.
But like,
right?
we'll get to a little bit of this in a moment.
Yes.
But like, I have like four episodes left of Ozark.
Yeah, see, I don't mind. I liked Ozark.
But. You know what it is with that show? Like, Jason Bateman's character, I really relate to because he's just annoyed all the time by how just like stupid everyone around him is. Yeah. Like, how just annoying everybody is.
You have that in common with him.
Well, and there's obviously this comparison to like Breaking Bad that this show gets all the time.
Because it's not.
It's tough because it's not the same thing, but like,
yeah,
Walter White was dangerous and everyone around him was like, he saw as like a threat to him. Mm-hmm. And basically all Ozark is it's basically Jason Bateman dealing with stupid people around him, you know, just trying not to die and like having someone else ruin it for him.
Yeah. You know?
So I'm not, I got to finish it and I'm going to finish it. I'm just at a point now.
See how it goes.
Yeah.
But it is weird though. Cause I feel like a couple of months ago or a couple of podcasts ago, actually, like before they started canceling like Daredevil, I remember thinking like, man, like Netflix is actually a pretty good deal. Like I remember thinking that. I don't know if I said it on the podcast or not, but I was like, oh, you know, I spend $11 a month, but look at all this shit. Like there's so many shows that I'm watching. Like, oh, Haunting of Hill House is out. Like
that was
all
good.
These shows and all these movies, but you're taking away, like they were pumping out three of those seasons of Marvel shows. So that was 13, 26, that was 39 hours. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Content. Like, that's a lot of shit, plus whatever. So, that's that. Last thing before we get to your news, Ryan. The early reviews for the film Glass are awful.
It took a dump.
37% last check on Rotten Tomatoes. The plan is to still do a standalone episode next week where we talk Unbreakable, Split, and Glass. I wonder if how many of the people listening to this are going to go see Glass, because I was looking forward to it, but it's getting dumped on.
Yeah, we're in a position now where we said we would do it, so we have to do it.
Because we are men of our word.
Unless we come up with something better.
True.
In the meantime. but, you know, I still want to see this. I know it's probably not going to be great.
I'm interested still. I'm intrigued enough.
I'm interested yeah. still. I'm interested in why it failed more than anything else.
Yeah, or maybe it didn't. You know, there's always the off chance that just
because
we definitely don't see eye to eye with the critics all the time.
Yeah, and I you know, examples. Rotten Tomatoes can't be the end all be all because it's binary. It's like yes or no.
Yeah.
You know, and so you can't be like if something's like a B minus like that on Rotten Tomatoes, that might be a no.
No, that might be
a negative review. You know?
No. I thought it was like. Shit, how many stars do they do? Or do they do 1 through 10 or do they do like out of 5 stars?
No, but like if I'm, okay, so if we're doing it on our scale, like, and I say like it's 4 stones or 3.5, like that's watchable, but it might not, be the greatest thing, but it's not terrible.
No, I know, but right now 63% of critics are like, don't watch it.
Yeah, well, what do they know?
Exactly, nothing. Nothing. We're smart. They're dumb.
Didn't Jurassic World get like 90? Fallen Kingdom was like 88% or something. Yeah,
lots of like. Yeah. So anyway, as of right now, we're locked in on Glass.
Yeah.
If nothing else, we can talk about Unbreakable and Split. We at least know those movies were fun.
Yeah. I mean, whatever.
You know,
whatever.
Come on.
Don't take yourself too seriously. You know, like, just go out and see a movie, see a flick.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's live, laugh, love.
Yeah. Come on.
That's sort of my new mantra for 2019.
As it should be. You're absolutely right.
And, Ryan, let me say this right now. And for 2020, 21, 22, and so on into the future.
Why not? Why not?
Every day I'm going to live, I'm going to laugh, and I'm going to love.
I'm going to eat, I'm going to pray, I'm going to love. And we had two. We just got announced that there's two more Mission Impossibles. We're just going to keep going until Tom Cruise can't even walk.
Why not?
They're all good.
I mean, the last, speaking of Rotten Tomatoes, the last several Mission Impossibles have all been like through the roof.
So did you listen to, I think it was Mac and Goo on their latest podcast, their super long podcast.
One?
The one they were talking about.
Which one? They have a lot of content, man. It's hard to
2019 movies in review where they didn't see 75% of them.
oh yeah, I did. That's great. And they're like, Max, like, yeah, this one was no good. And Goo's like, we were gonna reserve all the ones we didn't see till the end.
but did you that the movie that won? We are the movie draft champions.
Yeah,
and unofficially, and the movie that won it was Tyler Perry's Acrimony. Got us 3 points, and we won by 2 points.
I don't think that's entirely true.
That's what they said on the podcast.
All right. Well, if that's true, then thank you. Hello.
Hello. Hallelujah.
Dude, I'm telling you, that guy just pumps out good.
Oh, he's just
films.
Cranking content. Tyler Perry is the Mac and Goo of cinema. Just cranking out content.
What day is it? It's Goose Day. Like,
every day is
Goose
Day. Any day that ends in day is Goose Day. Yeah.
Every single goddamn day is Goose Day. Hey, but that's good. Yeah. I mean, more content the merrier for some. I mean, for me, I don't like when they all get backed up in my thing.
Yeah.
When all of a sudden, I don't like how on the phone, you're not done listening to one episode, and then the other one, like, loads over it.
Yeah,
and
I'm yeah,
like, well, do I start this one, or do I got to click another button and, you know, finish that one? I just... It's a me problem for sure.
Oh, sure.
Just a lot of content,
we just like, you know? Lack of patience on both of our parts.
That's where I'm at. But Ryan, should we get to your news?
Yeah, why not?
All right.
It's time for Davey's Video Game Minute. Even if it takes more than a minute.
What do you have?
Okay, so I got a couple things in news and notes. Richard, let me ask you this question. Do you like Final Fantasy games?
No.
Do you like Mickey Mouse?
I'm going to say yes to see where this goes.
Well, good news, because Kingdom Hearts 3 is coming out next week, and people are really excited about it. I don't know who, I don't know anybody personally who's excited about this game, because I don't associate with adult fans of Disney. I think they're weird.
I like the idea of Mickey Mouse, Ryan.
Of
I
course
like
you do.
The concept.
You like it, but yeah, so Kingdom Hearts 3 is coming out. Yeah.
Let me stop you right there real quick. Was Walt Disney a racist?
I think he was an anti-Semite. Might have been a racist. Might have been a sympathizer. Yeah. But
I feel like there's some overlap there. Like, not to go into it, but...
Yeah,
I feel like there might be.
So that's why I asked, do you like Final Fantasy? Do you like Mickey Mouse? Because there's a game coming out that basically marries the two. You're on this swinging keys. I think this is one of those things, like, we just missed the window on this.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. People are really excited about it. It's coming out on like every major platform. One of the most anticipated games. I can't believe they've made three of these things. But let me ask you this, Richard. Do you like open world sandbox video games?
Yes, I do.
Do you like Star Wars?
Yes, I do.
Too bad. The open world Star Wars game that was being put out by EA Vancouver is dead. I just found that out it was tweeted out about a half hour before we started this podcast.
I saw
that they shit canned it. So, you know, that's something sad. I really think that company could have done a really nice job with this.
I think Battlefront, was it Battlefront?
Yes.
Or Battlefield? That was like one of the most disappointing games I've ever played in my life.
You know, the lack of story really hurt that game. I love the Force Unleashed games were my favorite Star Wars games. I love
those.
Loved
good
those
time.
Games.
Yeah.
And if they made something like that open world, that would have been something to behold. But unfortunately, that will never see the light of day. To get going, so Walking Dead news, Richard. The Telltale series, The Walking Dead. This is like Telltale's final thing. It's the final season of their Walking Dead. Episode 2 comes out this week, or episode 3, so it's like getting near the end of Telltale Games as we know it. And I think within the coming weeks there is a Walking Dead game that was shown off at E3 last year that actually looks really good.
Interesting.
That I forget what it's called. It's like Walking Dead something, colon something. But that's coming out within
colon,
like a week or
two. When will this series ever end?
But it's a standalone Walking Dead game set in that universe. So kind of like a Resident Evil type game. So I'm interested to see how that gets reviewed. I think that's it for me this week. Nothing really, you know.
All right.
Assassin's Creed Odyssey is awesome. I've just started playing that. That game's sick.
Loving it. Okay.
Oh, it's awesome.
Good. Ryan, do you want to get to the topic du jour?
Sure. If I knew what that was, I'd be really excited about it. But yeah,
it's the topic of the day. And actually, I'm going to allow you to choose topic of the day. Yes, or topic of the day. No.
Let's see. Yeah, let's pick yes and see where it takes us.
I'll wait 5 seconds and then lock it in. You have chosen yes, topic of the day. It is Black Mirror Bandersnatch, which is on the aforementioned Netflix, which we've kind of soured on.
Mm-hmm.
It's a choose-your-own-adventure film. Now, of course, Black Mirror, also on Netflix, 4 seasons of that show, 19 episodes. So this is a standalone film for that. We're going to start, as we always do, non-spoilers. And let me ask you, before we get to the actual movie itself, Ryan, but Black Mirror in general, do you like it?
It's okay. I wouldn't recommend it to anybody. It's one of those things where I'll watch it. I've seen 4 episodes.
Okay, so yeah, we are full disclosure, we are Black Mirror novice.
Yeah.
Ryan has seen 4 episodes, I've seen 3 episodes, yep, not counting the movie.
Not counting Bandersnatch, yeah.
That's a small list. Luckily, we have a Black Mirror expert. I will give you his power rankings of all 19 episodes in just a moment. But first of all, yeah, this is something where and I'm sure you get this too, because we have very similar likes when it comes to movies and TV. People who like it are shocked that I'm not into it.
Yeah.
They're like, you don't like Black Mirror? I'm like, no. In fact, I kind of hate it.
I think it got, for both of us, I think it got sold to us the same way. We're like, you absolutely have to see this. Like, if you like sci-fi, like, you have to see this. And then what happened was, yeah, and we'll get to our guest panelists list. I saw one of the better episodes first.
Oh,
and
okay.
I was like, this is like that episode's cool. Really,
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
And then I started, they're like, oh, or every episode is kind of like its own thing. So I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm like reading the descriptions and play ones that I think I would like. And then like, as it went, I liked them like less and less.
I just watched the first season. And so the first season of Black Mirror is only 3 episodes.
Yeah.
The first one, I was like, this is fine. I didn't hate it.
Yep.
I didn't love it. But I'm like, this is interesting. Like, I like The Twilight Zone. I've definitely never seen every episode, but I've seen a bunch of them. It was great. It was cool. I'm into whatever. It's different weird stuff. You've listened to the podcast. You know the stuff that we like. Second episode, hated. One of the worst hours of television I think I've ever seen in my entire life. Hated it. It was frustrated, waste of time, bored, hated it. Third episode, full disclosure, I was a little in and out. Much like Black Mirror would want to point out, I was probably on my phone for half the episode, and it was whatever. I mean, that's what Black Mirror to me sort of is. Like, hey, like, we're so reliant on technology. Like, it's going to bite you in the ass later on. Or,
but like
staring at the TV and your phone. Like, you're a piece of shit.
Rich, when you turn, like, a device off, man, and you see your face, that's the Black Mirror, dude.
No.
Like, you know, man, it's like we're in it, man.
Plug me back in, man. I need the technology.
Shut up.
Like, ugh.
It's not clever. God. You're not clever.
Nope. Not great. Not great. Not a fan of it.
Yep.
However, Bandersnatch got me back in the door because, and maybe I'll cherry pick a couple episodes. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe, if I'm bored, especially after looking at this list coming up. But actually, you know what? Let's do the list first because then
sure,
we're going to get into Bandersnatch. So Jason Rossi, our buddy,
Jason Rossi
on Wrestling.
Yep.
Check out the Rossi on Wrestling podcast on iTunes. He is a huge Black Mirror fan. He claims, this is already outrageous, but the first thing in his email says, there are no bad episodes.
That's not true.
I would already say there's at least 1.5.
That's not true.
There's at least 1.5 bad episodes. So for the diehard Black Mirror fans, you guys will know what this means more than Davey and I will know what it means. But he ranked them 19-1. So if you agree with them, you can tell him so. If you disagree with them, go to @JasonDRossi and tell him his list sucks. Number 19... Men Against Fire. Number 18, The National Anthem. Number 17, The Waldo Moment. 16, Hated in the Nation. 15, 15 Million Merits. That was the episode I couldn't stand. 14, Crocodile. 13, Black Museum. 12, White Christmas. 11, USS Callister. 10, Be Right Back. 9, San Junipero. Junipero?
What did you say that? I believe it's Junipero.
Junipero. Number 8, Archangel. Number 7, Metalhead. Number 6, Playtest. Number 5, Shut Up and Dance. Number 4, White Bear. Number 3, The Entire History of You. Number 2, Nosedive. And according to Jason Rossi, the number 1 Black Mirror episode is Hang the DJ. And then he just adds on here, the last part of his email, as for Bandersnatch, it was a fun watch and had over 10 endings, all of which I watched through. Not the strongest of stories, and only one had real Black Mirror-style ending. If it was an episode, he'd rank it somewhere in the middle.
Okay, so
there you go.
So for me, the very first Black Mirror episode I saw was Nosedive, which he even says is the second best one.
He's got the first episode I saw, I think, was the National Anthem, which he has his 18.
Yeah, so I saw Nosedive, which is season 3, episode 1. It's the one that I believe Rashida Jones directed, and it's the one with Bryce Dallas Howard and Alice Eve.
Oh, nice, nice.
And that one was really, really good. So I saw that. I'm like, wow, that was awesome. And then I tweeted it out or something. And then someone's like, you have to watch Playtest because it's the one about the guy who like tests like a video game. And I would, if I were to stone it, I'd be like four and a half stones.
Okay.
And then I saw, I forget which other two, but I'm like, this is dumb.
So you really just jumped around.
Huh? I jumped around. Because I was like, all right, well, I'm just going to start at season three. Cause I didn't know it was season three. Cause it just said, just play episode. And the first, it was a new season. So I just watched Nosedive and it was really good. Okay. And then I found out that they're standalone. So you could just kind of jump around. So I did that and they just got worse as I think I went down the list as I went.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So the one that I hated had the dude from Get Out in it.
Yes.
He was like the main guy in 15 Million Merits episode, season one, episode two. I got to go back maybe and watch season three, episode three, because Jodie Whittaker is in that, who is Doctor Who, which I don't really care about. I don't watch Doctor Who, sure. But she was also in Broadchurch, which was awesome.
Right.
And maybe I should watch it again because I definitely like her, but they've had some interesting, Hayley Atwell was in the episode Be Right Back. She played Agent Carter.
Yes.
And she was really good in that. John Hamm is in their like Christmas special.
White Christmas?
He's in the White Christmas episode. You mentioned Bryce Dallas Howard and those ones being in there. Who was the other one? Kelly MacDonald was in Hated in the Nation.
And she's Empire. She's in Boardwalk Empire. She's also the voice of Merida in Brave. The movie Brave.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. Jesse Plemons is in episode one of season four called USS Callister. He's good in everything.
He's great.
Jimmy Simpson's also in that. One of the McPoyles.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
So, I don't know. I mean, it's right? Just...
Liam McPoyle.
And from Westworld. And from Westworld.
Room temperature
right.
Milk.
Yeah.
Love that.
And then the girl who plays Shuri, who's one of our favorite characters in Black Panther... Mm-hmm. She is in the last episode of season four called Black Museum. She's in that one. So they've gotten some interesting actors and stuff in there. It just it has not appealed to me. So you guys can email us and tweet us and everything else if you like it. But I don't know. But let's get to Bandersnatch, Ryan.
Yeah, sure.
Let's circle back. We're still non-spoiler. Did you like it?
I like the idea of Bandersnatch.
Yeah. There it is.
I think it was a really cool idea, and it was fun. It was fun to like, especially when I was watching with my wife. It was actually fun to like, not argue, but like,
which one do you want?
Yeah,
which one
like,
do you want?
Like talk about. Yeah. We had like 10 seconds, and it made it way more like interactive. But it was way more fun to be a part of the story, which is kind of a cool idea.
Yeah, that it probably would have been a better viewing experience. I just watched it by myself, like some late at night. I was like, I just got to watch this. I got to see how this is. Mm-hmm. So I just watched it. I don't think my wife would have had any interest in it. So I was like, all right, I'll just watch this. But I think if you were in a room with people. Now, I also thought to myself, I'm like, what if this was in a theater and, you had that thing. Like, have you ever been to, like, the planetarium where you can, like, hit, like, the button?
Or
vote.
So you want to – who wants to be a millionaire for, like, the audience votes?
A millionaire. Yeah. You pull the audience.
Yeah.
But then you get people screaming at each other, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. Like, people would get pissed.
Pick this on, you idiot.
Yeah.
Because you're, like – you'd really kind of ruin the movie for some people because, like, they might really not want to do a certain thing.
And then you open yourself up to, trolls and people who
– yeah.
It'd
be a wild scene. But do you think they could do – I guess that's my other question because we both loved the idea of it. Maybe not necessarily the actual movie, which didn't suck. I thought it was fine. But the idea of it was great and was what got me in there. Do you think you could see it at a bigger scale or do you think they could even do a full – I think they've talked about maybe the idea of doing a full season. And as you see with Black Mirror, it's not exactly 20 episodes. They were a lot fewer. But do you think they could do a bunch of episodes of this?
I think this works awesome. This would work so well for horror movies.
Oh my God, yeah.
Like that's would the be genre a for it. Blast. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. Run upstairs.
And not only that, but like there was a game, Until Dawn was a game I played on PlayStation, which you control. It's a, your straight slasher story, basically. Kids in a house, mm-hmm. right? It's the winter. They can't go anywhere. They're on a mountain. Killers come. And you play multiple characters. So what would be great, instead of doing like a season, like how we see a season, it's the same story from different characters.
Yeah.
Yep. You know what I mean? So think of like The Haunting of Hill House. but each character is like a different quote unquote episode.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. And they clearly took a lot of time on this Bandersnatch to do it.
I guess there was one the director was saying there was a scene he shot that's like so buried that even he doesn't know how to get to it.
That's outrageous.
Like, because there's like,
that's outrageous. I think there's 10 endings, right? And then there's also like the secret ending and all that stuff.
But the combination of stuff, there's like a trillion combinations. Gotcha. So there's like one specific scene that he knows he shot, but he can't find it. Like, he can't find like how to get to it.
I think I read somewhere, and maybe I saw this on YouTube, and I could be wrong, but like one of them, and like, so you got to sit there with your remote, and it already highlights over one, but usually you select one or the other.
Yeah.
And it'll select for you, I guess, if you don't
yes, it does.
Choose it. But I think one of them, you have to do that. Like, you don't touch it at all, and like you allow it to choose itself, and that helps trigger the secret ending or something.
Hmm.
I don't know.
It's like, remember it's when nuts. You have to do like babalities and friendships in Mortal Kombat? Like, there was a way you had to do it.
Yeah.
It was super annoying.
Yeah, then you got the guy going, Toasty!
Yeah.
Like, what was that guy's story? Why did he pop up every once in a while?
That was Ed Boon. The game
designer. Oh, also, maybe you'd be the guy to ask this. In Super Mario 3,
yes.
What triggers the card game?
What do you
like,
mean,
you know, like the match,
it?
Like the match game?
Like, how do you get there?
No, but like as I was playing it as like a kid,
yep.
And I was playing it again recently, you would play and all of a sudden like the card game would pop up and then you'd try to match and you'd get whatever the stuff was that you matched. But like, I feel like it came at random times.
No.
Like, I don't know if it's something you did.
You go to one of the toad houses. It's all in the, like you when you're
no,
going
no,
to the
no,
map.
No, 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 no. No, it's not a toad house. I'm talking about the thing would pop up and then you'd have to go to it and it was just a thing and you had a whole match board. Remember that thing?
Yep.
Like, it wasn't a toad house and it wasn't like the thing where you click on the lines and it's like a moving toad or
no,
moving
it was like a moving
flower,
card
moving
that was
star.
Like going back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you grab that and then there's like, it's like 6x3 or something like
the
that.
Matching game.
And then you like, yeah, a matching game.
Yeah. I think it
but I feel like
it was random. I think it was just like it would show up on certain boards and it would just where it was on the board you'd have to.
Yeah, because
like,
I didn't know if it was one of those things like if you completed a level like without getting hit or if you completed like I didn't know what would trigger because sometimes I feel like it would be there'd be long gaps until you'd get it and then other times it would be like almost back to back. You're like, oh, this thing again?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I always thought it was just random.
I bet there's something there. I bet there has to be something that you did, but maybe it was random. All right, Ryan, anything non-spoilers? So first of all, cool idea. Love sitting there. I love being interactive with it. Also, it definitely appealed to us because the main character in the movie is making a video game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very it's a choose-your-adventure video game. So it's very chase your tail in this, but still, Inception, whatever you want to call it. There's a lot going on.
Nothing really I want to add this, like, non-spoiler. Yeah. It's stuff that just... It's cool. I mean, it's something you should definitely experience. It's not going to, you know, set the world on fire. I think it's a really cool idea and a great jumping off point for things like this down the road.
Yeah.
Where I think this could be a lot of fun. I love the idea of this. And if, you know, Netflix is, I mean, this might be Netflix's thing. If, you know, interactive movie watching.
It was, I mean, but like right away, like in for somebody, as you can tell, who's not a fan of Black Mirror, somebody's like, oh, there's Choose Your Own Adventure on Netflix. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. And they're like, it's Black Mirror. And even then I was like, I don't care. I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Like I want to see where it goes. And unless you want, you know, rewatch it a bunch of times, if you just start and end it, it's probably about an hour and a half, give or take, like depending on what choices you make.
If it's just, if you don't think about it and you're just like, your snap decisions, you just go with your gut. It's probably closer to an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Start to finish.
All right, let's hit the... Should we hit the spoiler alarm? All right.
Spoilers! 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 Here come the spoilers!
All right, Ryan, so there's a lot of decisions, obviously, you can make in this game. First thing, what were some of the things that you remember your time through, just some of the choices you made, and then even what was the first ending that you got?
Oh, cereal. I was like, the cereal. Like, because that's the very first decision you make in the story, is what you're going to have for breakfast.
What'd you choose?
I did both, but I chose... it's the devil you know, Richard. So I went with Frosted Flakes. I didn't know what the other cereal was, so I went with Frosted Flakes. I found
They were both like the British versions, right? So one of them was like Sugar Smacks, but like in Britain. So it was like sugary something. And then the other one was like Frosties. But I also went Frosted Flakes. I think that was the right call.
I think, like I said, it's with the cereal I know. You know, I'm going to go with that. I like a nice corn flake.
Sure.
And then, you know, the first ending I got was, I think I played it a little too safe, where I did what I could. I got the game out in the right amount of time, but it was just okay. And the guy on the TV said it was a missed opportunity. Like, it could have been, like, we almost got there, but
twerp.
Didn't. Yeah. He looks like Clark Duke, the kid in Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yeah, he does.
He looked a little like him, the British version of him, and I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, this, and what he said was actually how I feel about the movie Bandersnatch. Was like, this was a great idea, a great concept, and it just didn't really get anywhere.
Yeah.
And he gave it like, you know, two and a half out of five stars, and the kid was depressed and whatever because he rushed it. And I think I let like the game company tell me what to do.
Oh, okay.
And, like, they wanted it out, and I got it done, and you know, so typical me, you know, to safe play.
Sure,
you know, so that was the worst ending I got. It was like just okay. I'm like, fuck, you know.
Yeah, I can't tell if I like this or I dislike this. So at one of the points, you know, after you pick your cereal and after you pick what music you're listening to, you get over there to the place like with the game developer, and you're talking to him, and he's like, "Hey, come work here and like do the game here and like get it out quick," or like you can say no. And so I said yes. And I already kind of knew. I'm like, well, that's probably not what I'm supposed to do. Right. But I'm going to say yes, mm-hmm. right? Because it just seemed like that's all too easy. And, you know, most movies, you shouldn't have done that. But I said yes. And then basically what it does is it tells you, like, well, that's not going to work. Like, the game's going to suck. And then – and it might even be what you were talking about. Like, you get – like, it's just not nearly as good as it's supposed to be.
Yes.
So then it basically – that's early on in the movie. So then it's like you start over. And I'm like, well, if they didn't want you to choose that, like, the movie shouldn't have just ended. Like, they should have let you keep going with that. You know what I mean? Like, it was basically like they made you a choice, but no matter what, you were going to have to pick do the game at your house. You're going to have to do that.
But
the one thing I did like about that is, so the main character, Stefan, he's meeting with another kid there, Colin. And when he shows up the second time, like, the kid in it, Colin, like, remembers meeting him the first time, which he shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Like, so that was kind of a cool little mind fuck. Yeah. Like, those two guys were aware of it. The boss was just like talking to him, like, hey, Colin, like, meet Stefan. And like,
and he's like, we've met.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, that was kind of interesting. But anyway, I kept playing and it got to the point. One of the things that jumped out to me is I was at like the shrink and she kept wanting to talk about my mom. I was like, nope, not talking about my mom. So I made it through the whole movie. I had no idea about the mom storyline. Oh, no clue.
You stonewalled her.
I didn't get in on any. And she asked like six times, and like the dad's like dropping you back off there. I'm like, no, none of your business. I'm not talking about
that's
it.
Typical, I have no idea. Typical Keith.
Yeah.
Typical Keith.
I don't want to talk about my problems. Get out of here. Yeah. I'm not talking about anything. So I didn't talk about anything. My first playthrough, you have the option to kill your dad, which I was like, this is fucked, but I did it. And then, so I kill him, and then it pops up. It goes, bury him in the backyard or cut him up into pieces. And at this point, this is my first playthrough. At this point, Ryan, I'm thinking Netflix is taking stats on this. And
someone's watching me right now.
Somebody is for sure, like just like Black Mirror is telling you, somebody's watching this. They are recording this. And if the first playthrough I cut this fucking guy up, I'm like, there's going to be police at my door.
There's going to be a knock on the door immediately.
So I don't cut him up because I'm like, all right, that's too far. That's probably what I would have done normally. Like, you know how I play Red Dead Redemption?
Yeah,
that's probably what I would have done. But I didn't. And I'm like, I'll bury him. And then the game gets put out. The game was going to be great. But then you get thrown in jail because the dog that was barking earlier in the show, he sniffs out the body. Yeah. And then you get busted.
I got that one too. But the game's good.
The game is good. The game is also good if you cut him up into pieces. And you actually – you are even better for that because it delays the process of them catching up to you. So you're better off cutting them up into pieces. I forget exactly what happens now, but you do get caught later on and you go to jail. There's all kinds of shit though, because then there is the mom angle. Did you ever?
I did.
Did
you I got to the mom stuff. Yeah. I got to the mom stuff.
So you basically find out that Stefan was the reason, well, kind of the reason that his mom died, because she had to take a late train.
And that's, right? and that's the train that crashed. Yeah.
Yeah. Which was the same train from the movie Unbreakable.
But so one of the endings, I think I'm remembering this. One of the things I got is like, I went on the train with her, but we still missed, we've still got on the bad train.
Yeah. You could choose. Yeah. That was another one.
Yeah.
You could choose to go on the train. So after like whatever happened in the morning, like I think you like lost your toy.
Oh no, the dad hit it. Remember, he dad hit it because he thought you were being
being
soft. So he hid it from you. And so you go get it, and then something else.
Oh yeah, because he's like, you're not supposed to. Yeah, right. Yeah. And then, so then that's right. And then so it's like, go with your mom. But even though we already know that the train's gonna crash,
yeah,
and it still does. So you're dead. Oh, that was another one where you could. When remember you're on the balcony with Colin and you can choose to jump or not.
Yeah.
You're like, what? So I'm like, all right, dude, I'll jump. Dead.
Yeah, that was my.
I was like, so what?
When talking about like your best, like most and least favorite part, that was my least favorite aspect of the story.
When you like doing acid, like you had no choice. You had no choice but to do acid. And like, I was like, yeah, no, I'm good, like, dude. And then he gave it to you anyway.
Yeah, right. Like you either say like no and he puts it in your drink or you just take it. Like I'm like, this is stupid.
Right.
Like I was kind of losing.
I said no to drugs. So I said no to that.
Hugs, not drugs.
Not drugs.
Yeah. So
no doubt. Even rugs.
I pass on grass all the time.
All the time.
So yeah, that was kind of like they forced it a little bit, and it was like this really trippy scene and whatever. And I was like, okay, I'm kind of like over this.
Yeah,
but you know,
then there was some real fourth wall shit. Like there was one where like Stefan, like the main guy, he's just like an actor, and like at one time you like see like the set, and then there's like another one where he like you like fight. Is it your psychiatrist or whatever? And you're like fighting her.
My favorite part is when you explained Netflix to him.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Like, he's like, I'm watching on Netflix. He's like, what's Netflix? And you're like, you have to explain to him what Netflix is. I thought that was super clever and super meta and funny.
Yeah, because then you could go and like you find out that Stefan is a lot like the original like author of the Bandersnatch book.
Did you find that to be a little forced? Did you find that to be a little like, eh?
Yeah, it was a little like
heavy.
I don't know, obvious. Yeah. But I mean, I guess if you're going to have 10 endings, I'm okay with it being one. Like, I'm a sucker for any movie or TV show that has a person, and when they want to show them going nuts, they show that they have a ton of like graphs and charts and notes plastered on the wall. I love that. I'm such a sucker for that. I'm like, oh yeah, this guy is losing his mind. Look at that. He taped it to the ceiling.
Oh my God. And he's got one of those black and white composition notebooks that's kind of like folded in the middle that he was hiding.
Yeah, right. Oh, is that graph paper over there? Oh, he's nuts. This guy's nuts.
Oh, look at that handwriting.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Because then there was the one where, I forget how, because all these endings are melting together, but there's the one where at the very end, like the woman with the nose ring is like explaining how like she's gonna make this into a Netflix show. And so that's, again, it's very like you're chasing your tail, meta, like, but super meta, super Deadpool with the one but the fourth wall shit. But then it's the same shit with her. Like, you have the option, like, dump your tea on your computer. I'm like, I'm not fucking dumping tea on my computer.
I'm not going to break my computer. Are you crazy? You know how much money I spent on this?
That's why it started, like, the option that one time was, like, dump tea on your computer or yell at your dad. I'm like, well, I probably wouldn't do either, but I guess I'll yell at my dad.
How about this? You just said it. How about a Deadpool Choose Your Own Adventure movie?
He'd be absolutely perfect for that.
And like, you pick something and he like turns and looks at the camera. And he's like, you shitting me?
Like, yeah, you don't like want to do that.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that. Yeah. I think you've nailed it, Ryan. You've stumbled upon this.
Yeah.
We need a Choose Your Own Adventure horror movie and a Choose Your Own Adventure Deadpool special.
Deadpool special. That's Ryan Reynolds, right? And we do it for Netflix, or we do it for Disney Plus.
I need it to be rated R though.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to, like, find – there has to be, like, some definitely some adult stuff going on with Deadpool that you could, like, work your way over there, you know?
But I'll tell you what, though, as far as this was concerned, because this was certainly rated R, and as you're watching it again, my first time through, all of a sudden the option is like, kill your dad. I was just like, wow, this really just elevated. This just jumped up a notch and a half. And then you just murder him in the kitchen with an ashtray. And you're like, wow, this show is nuts.
So I'm looking right now. I just did. You've probably heard a little clicky clacks on the. I'm looking at a Bandersnatch flowchart.
Oh, what do you got?
It is robust.
Yeah. Dude, they have a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Now, do you know the answer to this? And again, maybe we should have done more research. I'll be honest, though. We're almost done the episode. I was worried that it was going to be similar to our Legion episode.
Yeah, so it was funny. I was talking to Goo about this yesterday, and we were talking about our Legion episode. And it was so lukewarm because I didn't really understand what I was watching.
I was a little confused, and I didn't love it. So I was like, shit, I kind of feel the same way about Bandersnatch, so this could be a shit episode. And maybe it still was. You guys can let us know. But I feel like it was already better just because it was a cool idea. And, like, I don't know, what do you really need to understand? It's choose your own adventure. Yeah,
it's choose your own adventure. It's cool. And there's, yeah. I guess there's, so I'm looking at this right now. You know that game he calls, the game's called Nosedive, the game that Colin makes?
Yeah,
I guess there's a way to play it.
I think you can play it. I haven't. I bet Rossi has, but I have not. Yeah. But yeah, Nosedive, which of course is episode one of season three.
Right, which is one of the one with
Bryce Dallas Howard you were talking about. Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. And I guess there's a way to play.
Oh, do you know the other game too? Oh, interesting. So the teleplay, so the story was by this guy Charlie Brooker, but the teleplay was by Rashida Jones and Mike Schur.
Hey.
Interesting.
Big sci-fi nerd.
Maybe I'll watch that one up. You like that episode, you said?
Nosedive, yeah. I'm going to say this with caution, but Katie would like it too.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Hard to say. Toughest critic in the business.
Well, it has to do. So the premise is like Bryce Dallas Howard is living in this society that's based solely on like how positive ratings you get on like Instagram and like all that stuff.
Interesting.
So, like, you get, say, if you have, so you're rated out of, like, 100 or something like that, right? And in order to get, like, a break on your rent or to get, like, a better price on your rent, you have to be, like, above an 85.
Interesting.
So, like, the whole time, like, people are being, like, super nice and super fake just to get, you know what I mean? Like, it's this really cool story.
I got you. I'll give that a go.
Yeah, so that was the first one I saw, and I really liked it. And I'm like, oh, this is what all of these are like. And it's like, no.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, that's a lie. Yeah. What else you got on that flow chart? Anything that jump out at you?
No, there's a lot. I mean, what do you want to know? Stuff. There's like there's a path to like the happiest ending.
Oh yeah, like I'm trying to think what a good ending would even be. I'm trying to think the ones that I definitely didn't play it through every single time. I read online what some of them were.
All right, so I'm looking now.
I would assume not killing your father would be one of the better endings.
Yeah, so I'm looking. Does Pasco's
and not die? There's a couple different ways where you can die. There's a couple different ways where you're in prison. You go crazy. That's good.
So there's one that ends in if you throw your tea over the computer, that's it. That's the end.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So I never did that, but you're right. So you shut down. You like you lose all your stuff, and you're just done.
Yep. And then there's one that's like three steps where you could, it doesn't matter what cereal you eat. It doesn't matter what song you listen to. And then if you accept to work at Tuckersoft, the game gets published with a 0 out of 5 rating and you're done. And they're like, this game sucks. So like that's the one where they're like, we need it now. And we need it like by this date and we need it now. You rush it out super early and it sucks.
And it sucks.
Yeah.
Does which cereal you pick matter at all?
Doesn't seem to in this flowchart.
Yeah, okay. Because I was curious about that, and I was like, or they're just like basically just testing your goddamn controller. Like I did like that too, where like it wasn't a major decision early on, but then you're like, oh, that's cool. That's how you play you play. Mm-hmm. So that's gonna pop up, and we have to choose.
So the one you saw is if you to get 5 out of 5. In Bandersnatch, you have to chop up the body to do that.
That's what I did.
Yeah. So that's the game.
Well, the second time.
And
the first time I buried him. Yeah.
And they don't put it out, but then they bring it out in the future. And it winds up getting a 5 out of 5, like in the future.
And it's like a monster game, but there's like a dark story behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Full Bandersnatch. I'm looking at these right now, and it's like.
That's not bad.
It's huge. Like, I might tweet out this image and just be like, this is what that no, there's like spoilers on it, so I don't want to do that. But like,
yeah,
it's crazy.
It's been out for a little while though. This, I mean, a couple of weeks, or you can always just put like a spoiler warning on the tweet too.
Yeah.
But I think you already nailed it. I think we need a horror movie and we need a Deadpool, movie.
Choose your own adventure. That's some good stuff
right there.
Get on it, Netflix.
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, I would give
That's pretty much it.
You want to score it up?
Yes. I'm going to give it a... I think I give a lot of these because it's kind of a soft spot because it certainly wasn't a 6. It certainly wasn't a 5.
Yep.
But it also wasn't a 2 or a 3. So it's probably a 4.
The softest 4 we can give.
Yeah. Yeah, because if it was Rotten Tomatoes and it was yes or no, I'm giving it a yes just because I like Choose Your Own Adventure.
It's definitely worth the experience. But as a person who loves fun, believe it or not, Richard, I did have a lot of fun doing it, and it's a lot more fun with other people. So the fun factor, as the people say, is there.
Sure.
But it
was the best Black Mirror thing that I've seen.
Yeah, and I would say like as far as like a film critic, it was all right, you know.
Yeah,
but it was fun. It was a fun thing to do.
Yes. So I could see some more of those. So there you go. There is Bandersnatch. Hit us up again, dorkpodcast@gmail.com, @dorkpodcast. Let us know what you thought about it, how they could have made it better, if you like our ideas about Deadpool and horror movies. Ryan, before we get to the pick of the podcast, I had mentioned before the email of the episode, because last week we were talking about Star Wars a little bit, and our guy Mike, who has been a longtime listener of #Dork, we've actually met him at a couple of the Comic-Cons. I think he came out to a live show. Good dude. Huge Star Wars guy. He knows everything about Star Wars. So we were talking before about, like, you know, what are they going to do after episode 9 and everything else. So here's his quick email. He says, episode 9 is the finale of the Skywalker saga. That's the Lucasfilm now officially, or that's what Lucasfilm officially refers to the episodic films 1 through 9. So that's the Skywalker saga. Mm-hmm. So that will be done. That's a good news.
That's good.
He says, Rogue One and Solo were the only standalone films that were made. There were many different plans for a third one that eventually just got scrapped. I think, yeah, definitely the Boba Fett one was one of them.
Yeah, and I think that I'm sure those are going to be turned into standalone like series, maybe on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he says, Rian Johnson, currently working on an unnamed trilogy of films that are not tied into the Skywalker saga. Yeah, I think Last Jedi was one of them. sick burn. The two dudes from Game of Thrones, Benioff and Weiss, are currently working on an unnamed series of films. It's been vague. Could be 2, could be 5 that are not tied into the Skywalker saga. The Mandalorian and the Cassian Andor TV series will be streaming on Disney Plus service coming out later this year.
That's the Jon Favreau one, right?
Yes. The Mandalorian is, I think. Yeah. Let's see. Everything here is canon, along with the novels, comics, animated TV shows. The unnamed series and trilogy, as well as the TV series, all take place in the same universe as the Skywalker saga, meaning all the events that occur in episodes 1 through 9 count in the new movies and TV shows. The delineation marker is that the new movies and TV shows could or could not involve the Skywalkers, Leia, Han, Luke, Anakin, Vader, Kylo, etc., but it won't affect these characters' stories like the saga films.
So they either happen parallel or they happen after, right? So they happen
what it looks like.
While these things are going, while the Skywalker saga is going on, or after. Yeah. What is something, it's time for me to ask you a question, Richard. All of this stuff, what is something that you want to see Star Wars do? Like, what is something that, like, out of all this stuff, that's all that's possible, like, what would you like to see have happen?
Stop.
What?
No, that's not true. I said stop.
Stop? You just wanted to stop.
No, I don't. I really don't. One of the reasons why, not to dwell on Last Jedi, but one of the reasons I was upset with Last Jedi is I really am interested in the Sith and everything that was going on with the Sith, like all the way back, going forward, what they're going to be, sort of the history of, because Darth Vader is such an interesting character. Darth Sidious is such an interesting character. Maybe Kylo is. I haven't really decided, to be honest.
So what if you
know.
And I...
But like Darth Maul. I want more Darth Maul.
What if we do? You and I develop a series? We've seen the rise and fall of the Jedi Temple. Why don't you and I develop a television series where we talk about the origin of the Sith and where they came from?
Yes, I want that.
You want that?
I want that very much.
With like Darth Plagueis and Darth Sidious. And we go all the way back to like the beginning of the Sith when they broke off with the Jedi.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I would like that.
You want to mix some gray Jedi sweet. In there as well?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's 2019. I would like to think so.
I think you need them for
that'd
balance.
Be good. Don't you think? Like yeah. Star Wars wise?
Yeah. I think I'm very interested in the gray Jedi. I'm aligned with them, you know?
Yeah, I think a lot of people would be. It makes a lot of sense.
You know, because you have one that's like light and, you know, non-emotion, and then one that's all emotion, and then the gray Jedi are just balance. Like, we're just like, we're all, there has to be good and bad, there has to be light and dark, and we're just in the middle.
That's right. That's right.
You know? I like that.
I agree. Ryan, want to get to the pick of the podcast? Sure.
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
Pick of the pod.
Kick, receive, defer, or you may defend a goal.
I will take this one. I will receive this one this week.
All right.
I found this app. I have an I have an Amazon TV. I have two of them. I have two Fire Sticks or Fire TVs. And I came across this app called Tubi. T-U-B-I. And it's a collection of, like, I think it's like 8,500 movies and TV shows.
Whoa.
And there's some really good movies on, like movies that aren't on Netflix, movies that aren't on like any other streaming service, and it's completely free.
Interesting.
There are commercials, and you have to provide an email address, but there's no, they never ask you for credit card information. There's a bunch of movies that you can't really find anywhere else. Like today I was watching Nicholas Winding Refn, who did Drive, and he did Valhalla Rising, and what's the other movie he did?
Yeah, I've seen Drive.
But yeah. So that guy who did, he did a, where he did, it's called like the Pusher trilogy. So I'd watched that a while ago, and I totally forgot about it and hadn't seen it in years, and that's on Tubi. Like, I was just like, all right, I'll watch that. There's a bunch of like Rodney Dangerfield movies. So check out Tubi if you guys
want. I'll
like,
check it out.
Yeah, it's free. Why not? It's not going to harm
it's
you.
It's free. It's for me. I like it. Ryan, I just finished the, I think it's a Bravo series, Dirty John.
Yeah, any good?
Connie Britton.
Love
I'll
that
tell you
Connie
what.
Britton.
I love Connie Britton. One of the great TV actresses of our lifetime or any lifetime.
What a great head of hair on her, huh?
Just a beautiful, striking woman. Yeah. Great actress. And this is based on a true story. There's a podcast that kind of goes along with it, but I purposely didn't listen to the podcast because I think they give away kind of what happens and they talk to some of the people involved and everything else. So this, I wanted to have no idea. I think I may have mentioned it like after episode one or two. And the truth is there's eight episodes, good at the beginning, good at the end. So there's kind of a lull in the middle. So I can understand if you're like, all right, this kind of sucks now, but if you got nothing else to do, just kind of stick with it. Eric Bana, Connie Britton, pretty good. The girl from Ozark, not Jason Bateman's daughter, but the girl that he works with.
Yeah, the one who looks like the girl that we know.
Yes, she looks exactly. Like I thought it was when I saw the preview for Dirty John. I was like, oh, that girl's the girl that we went to high school with. Is in that?
Yeah,
nope, not her. But they look
she
a lot
Boardwalk,
alike.
She's right. In the first episode of Boardwalk Empire, though.
Yeah, she's also in an episode of Mad Men.
Interesting.
I think she plays in a, I want to say in a flashback, she might play like John Hamm's mom.
Weird.
Something like that. But yeah, she's got a couple of good shows under her belt. Sure. All right, Ryan, that's going to do it for us. Next week, as it stands right now, we are going to review the film Glass. We will also talk about Unbreakable and Split. If it's shitty, who cares? We'll still talk about it. If it's great, we'll be the first ones to tell you.
And look at this. Nobody else. Two out of the three of those movies are good. So.
Yeah.
There you go.
So it's going to be a good episode. And who knows, there could be an M. Night Shyamalan twist at the end of that episode. You never know. You can rate, review, and subscribe on the iTunes. We're on Twitter at Dork Podcast. We're on YouTube. Just go to youtube.com/DorkPodcast. You can email us anytime, dorkpodcast@gmail.com. Davey's on the Twitch.
I'll be twitching. This week, we're going to get it back going again, get back on a regular schedule once my schedule settles down a little bit. I got to do big boy stuff. The big boy stuff takes precedent, you know?
You're a big boy.
Big boy. Got big boy responsibilities.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening to this. And twitch.tv/ArvonD, right? I don't know if you said that.
Probably not.
Yeah. Well, get on there. Everybody get on there. Give them a follow. Yeah. Give them a Amazon Prime account login.
You don't even know what you're something. Saying. You don't know what you're saying. Cut it out.
Nope. I'm gonna pack this one up. But, Ryan, I do think a perfect episode, if not perfect, at least better than the Legion episode.
Nailed it.